Blog Talk Radio.
Time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind, time to raise up your voice, and time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. Now, for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spelled was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who heard this show before and those who might be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And tonight will be no different. We're going to talk about this night as it is our final night here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a wonderful, wonderful trip, a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's Tuesday, July 31st, the last day of July. And we're just going to go ahead and end this era with a bang, reflecting on all the great shows that we've done prior. Follow us, folks, on, continue to follow us, that is, on howwasyourweekend.com, facebook.com. You can follow us at How Was Your Weekend page on Facebook. Those who tweet, it's HWY Weekend. You can also check me out on my website at andybrownspeaks.com. And tonight's show is brought to you in part by two entities as we tap out. We're talking about RL Studios in Houston, Texas, where everything is picture-perfect quality. And we're also talking about certified hot wood apparel, ladies and gentlemen. You just need to get certified. Now, tonight's show, we're wrapping things up. Like I mentioned, we're on the dawn of a new era. And last week, if you caught us, we did the trip out session where we just kind of reflected on some things that were going on in the community. You know, we talked about the riots going on in Dallas, haters out there who are not people who don't want to accept you for who you are. I want to support the things that you're doing for whatever reason. Could be a little bit of jealousy. Could be a tad bit of laziness. You never know. They really just not be following what you're doing because it may not be positive. It may not be creative. We don't know that. Only it's up to you to decide what's going on with you and what path that you're choosing to walk down. But here as we approach the dawn of a new era, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the verge of increasing, getting bigger. Seeds have been planted. It's about time to harvest and really grow and be in position to feed our family and our lifestyle and everything that we're putting our hands on. So just stop and think about that for a moment as you approach something new. When we're talking about planting a specific seed, it goes back to the agricultural days where farmers go ahead and plant their items, their vegetables, their fruits, their harvest, and they nurture it in the soil, and they give it plenty of food, fertility, wait for it to grow, and then when it's ready, they can take that seed, that small seed, and the fruit that it has grown into, create it as a product, to get income back in. So each time a different seed is planted, it's a new era, a new creation. And that's what we're talking about right here. Blogtalkradio.com, folks, /how was your weekend. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. We're going to talk about that as we transition to a new era from Blog Talk Radio into DFWI Radio. Now, what does that mean? AB, you leaving there? You're not doing the show no more? No. That's not what we're saying. There's growth. When you're learning and you're educating yourself, you're in the primary stages. You may go through K through 12, so to speak. You're getting your education, your formal education, and you're wanting to learn what it takes to get into the real world. So when you need to graduate, and those who have children know what I'm talking about, your children graduate from the fifth grade to the sixth grade. They progress. They've learned a little bit more, and they've gained a little bit of knowledge, and they're ready to move on. So you look at those who graduate from middle school to high school, eighth grade and ninth grade, and then you look at the high school graduates who either can stop right there or continue to move on to higher education, whether it's an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, trade school, whatever the case may be. But they're approaching the dawn of a new era. The lights are going to fade right here, but when things begin to start tomorrow, it's going to be that much better for them. Why? Because they're in a position of learning. They're growing. If anyone is out there in that position that they've grown and they said that 2012 was their year, there's been some transition for you, and you've learned to figure this thing out to say, I'm approaching a new era in my life, and I'm doing something different. The seeds have been planted, but now it's time for me to nurture in that harvest and move forward. You want to hear about that on tonight's final broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, the dawn of a new era. So we've transitioned. For those who may go back to the archives, because we've done 3 years' worth of work, folks, over 150 broadcasts here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, some may have said, well, I didn't agree with all your shows. I didn't like some of the people that were on there. Or some of those folks need to come on back because they were intriguing. Well, it's all a growth process. You learn who's here, who's not. The very first show that we did was roughly about an hour, a half hour, if you will, where we did talk about education. And I had some wonderful young ladies come on there. The very first show, Ms. Micah Ware, Ms. Nicole Trim, rest in peace, Nicole, and my good friend Deidre Lafayette and frat brother Richard Williams. We did a great show, and it sparked a flame in me, and the seed was planted that night that said, you know what, this can truly happen. We can really move. I think we're on to something here. So it began to grow. It began to get different people to listen. We began to get more people to listen consistently. A good friend told me if you weren't talking about anything, you would have stopped a long time ago. But the seed had been planted, and we approached a different era to say, you know what, we've got one under our belt, we're doing two, we're doing three, and now people are starting to listen. They're starting to call in. So different people who have their opinion and their voices begin to come here and learn that this is a tool where we can share and we can grow. Hear me now very closely on this. You go from just a few friends who want to help you out and see your vision to a few other names in the community who have a chance to speak their mind, to a few keynote celebrities and public figures who've been doing this for years and recognize what you're doing, want to spend time and listen more often, because now they can say what they haven't been able to say here on this show. That's phenomenal. The platform is set. So it's not to say that you just stop right there. Once you continue to plant the seed, it begins to grow. And just like anything else, like a tree or a vine, if you will, other fruit begins to sprout from that. Creations, writing, books, trial and error, broadcasting, videos. It's an endless, continual thing that begins to grow, and it just doesn't stop right there. So you learn as you go along because it's training. You're taught. You're teaching. It's on hand. A wise person once told me long ago, and I'll never forget this, they said that ignorance on fire weighs better than wisdom on ice. Who knows what that means? What it really means is I'm learning as I go rather than holding in the information and never do anything with it. So we're gathering some information to make ourselves better, to keep ourselves in line, and because that's what we want to do. We want to grow, man, and get something out of this. If you were with us last weekend, man, we had a phenomenal time down there in Houston, Texas. I mentioned Rod Lightfoot RL Studios. We did a fantastic job down there. We turned out some great footage, met some cool people, did some videos behind the scenes knowledge, man. You're going to be seeing some videos about that coming up pretty soon because the Hopwood apparel is growing. The seed has been planted right there. It's the dawn of a new era. I got you guys, your Tommy Hilfigers, your Jabos, your McDonald's T-shirts, your Duckheads, yeah. But it's time to go ahead and mature now into some quality that you're familiar with. 646-727-3279 is the calling number, talking about the dawn of a new era. And when I talk about the dawn, this lady right here is the Dawndada of all. The queen bee herself of H-Town, via Grambling State University. We got Molly on the phone right now that's going to trip out with us, folks. What's going on, Molly? This is not the
Hello?
Time to get you. What's up, Molly? How you doing?
What's going on, Andy?
And you know we up in here chilling on it. I'm reminiscing on some of the great things we did this weekend down in the H.
I know we doing it. Hollywood certified, baby. We certified. We need to get everybody certified. You know, www.hotwitted.com. You know what I'm saying? You want to get the forms up. You want to be pressed up, blinged out. I'm talking about doing it right for all you big girls. It's hard to find them blinged up shirts, man. That's looking fly, man. You go to www.hotwitted.com and get laced up. We represent
Molly,
you,
folks. Molly's not lying. This is what we do. This is the dawn of a new era. The way you dress yourself, your clothing line is about to change, folks. We're moving into a radical new direction. Each generation, as they say, gets weaker and wiser. So you were wearing clothing of higher price value with lower quality. We're going to flip the tables on you and give you greater quality and bring the price down for you. Yeah, so you can ball on the budget, as they say. Manage your finances and still be fly. But you got to be certified to wear this. You better tell them about
the price.
It.
Hotwitted. It's hotwitted.com, baby. Hotwitted.com. I stay pressed up. Mel, take them lounging around the house right now with Hotwitted certified on. Hotwitted.
Hotwitted certified.
Yeah, that's real talk.
That's
you got to support,
talk.
You know what I'm saying? Got to support, man, you know. I mean, especially, like, for the plus-size girls, you know, it's hard to find those shirts, the T-shirts you want to be out there, you know, rocking and looking good and funky fresh. Well, guess what? Go to hotwitted.com. You're going to see funky fresh Big Molly on the mic with a fallout one. I'm talking about blinged out. Yeah. Hotwitted.com. Hotwitted.
Not they blinged
yeah,
out.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Hotwitted is coming with it. He coming with it. You know, he got funky fresh ideas coming out, man. He coming with it, so it's coming to the website, baby. So all you big girls, who if you want to be clean, that's if you want to be clean and you want to be certified. So when people see your shirt, they like, oh, you certified? You say, hell yeah, I'm certified. I'm certified. Certified hotwitted.com. That's all I got to say, hotwitted.com.
She's not playing. Every era, and as they mentioned, every kingdom has this rule for so long. And y'all been custom to Fat Farm. You've been custom to Sean John. Well, there's a new king on the in the planet. And it is Hopwood. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand this. For those of you all who listen with a consistent ear, we love and support our Grambling State University family, the Gram fam, as we call it. Get ready. This is going to cover you from everything from your torso to your tush, baby, in just a second. So get it understood. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you're about to be real sweet wearing this apparel. So we're not just saying that to just hype it up. We're saying that to give you a heads up on what's about to happen. It's the dawn of a new era. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. We're talking about the transition, folks, and keeping it real and keeping it 100. Molly, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still online, boo. I'm still online. But you know what, Andy, you know.
Let me ask you a quick question. When we're talking about transferring and we're going into something different, not everybody's going to be ready for that.
No,
they're
not
going to be ready to move to something new. They're going to try old things to get by because they really can't keep up. You know what I mean?
They don't want to broaden their horizons.
They don't want to
broaden their horizons. They got to broaden.
They don't want to think outside the box.
That's right.
Because they've been conditioned to only do so much. But usually what tends to happen is when everybody else hops on the train and they're moving forward, people tend to get left behind, but they don't want to feel left out. So what happens is they end up doing something to pass the time. It's not certified. It's not of good quality. It's not of good grade. But it's not – and hear me closely when I say this, folks. Take the time to understand what you're doing, how it's done, and what's needed. We understand that there is trial and error. Ignorance on fire is greater than wisdom on ice. But when you have wisdom around you and there are people who can guide you and put you in the right direction, ask questions. Not good to put out bad products. You saw the Gordon Gartrell on the Cosby Show.
That's right.
They start tucking into their socks. You don't want to read a book if it hasn't been edited. And you definitely don't want to put out any type of, how do we say this? We just say what it is. Your shoes shouldn't come without shoestrings. If you're going to come out here and you're going to put out a quality product, make sure that it's quality. Make sure you have it certified, if you will. Because the easiest way to get food and the easiest way to not to get appreciated is by not following the proper steps, not putting out something that's just not of good quality. People do that. I've had my trials and errors. If anybody's seen the first cover of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, baby, I'll look at it again. I wouldn't buy it to support myself. But there are people out there that continue to do this, and they're not ready for the new era. They're just not ready for the change, and that's not cool. Can you see that, Molly, how people just aren't ready? They out there faking and fronting and ain't really doing nothing?
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Sad.
I see you, AB.
And it's tripped out. And then wanting to get mad at other people for not appreciating what they do. Shout out to Ms. Tammy Jones Gibbs here in the chat room. Her show, That's Entertainment, has been one of the main reasons why I wanted to continue to be on Blog Talk Radio. Tammy's doing her thing. Shout out to Tammy Jones up there in NYC, up in New York City. Let it be known she's going to be the new queen of New York, and we're going to be over here at DFWIRadio.com with the online happy hour beginning Tuesday, August the 7th at 6 o'clock p.m. So the show is not leaving. We're just approaching a new era to move forward because we're growing. And that's keeping it real. Molly, you better tell them how real you get sometimes. Sometimes they just don't understand. We just get right up in your face and come with it. Like, look, this ain't it. You're not comprehending.
Yeah, if you want quality, you got to, some people want quantity over quality, man. You got to get the quality, man. It's all about the quality of the product. You're going to put some brand on it. It's got to be the quality, man. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get Highwood certified.
Real talk. Understand, folks, what we're saying tonight is it's not a battle to say, hey, no, don't do this. We're better than you. No, there's been trial and error. We learn. We grow. If anybody remembers the very first website of How Was Your Weekend, it didn't look like it does today. It's all about growth. Half of the people came on to support because they understood what was going on. Other people didn't want to support it, maybe because it didn't look like what they wanted to participate with. So you got to keep up with the change. You got to understand it's going to be a growth process, but don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Stop putting out trash because it starts to smell bad, but don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. That's keeping it 100. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We got to keep it 100 for all the folks out there listening tonight. I got to give a shout-out to my man. He called in last week, the owner extraordinaire of Flair 4 Boutique here in Dallas, Texas. My man Sebo's on the line. See, what's happening, bro? Talk to us.
Hey, bro, what's going on, Andy?
Man, you know it. You know it. It's your world, man.
Yeah, everybody better get certified. We got to get that hot water apparel certified going on.
That's right. How with it. Howwithit.com. Howwithit.com.
Yeah. Hey, Andy.
Yes, sir.
I got your message last night. I didn't get a chance to check out the website because I was out of town, but I'll check it out as soon as I get back in town.
Oh, that's what's up. That's
I'm out here in L.A., man. I'm looking for Miss Arkansas.
I think she had a comedy show she was doing. Miss Arkansas be rocking and turned up on the stage out there.
She in L.A., right?
She's in L.A., yeah.
Oh, okay. You need to get the word out somehow. Send a pigeon or text message or, you know, say a message in a bottle or something. Let her know I'm in town.
Oh, that ain't no problem. We have to holler at SNOOPLION and let them know what's going on. For those who don't know, Miss Arkansas is indeed one of the funniest comics in the Bay, in the West Side area. So keep it understood, folks. We have them calling from all over the country. L.A., Dallas, Texas, Miami, Kansas City. Get ready, New York and DFW. We're about to tear it up on these lines real quick and even go overseas where they can hear us over there in London for the Olympics. Got to keep it 100. So what's going on in L.A., man? What's got you out there?
Oh, man, I'm out here doing a little business. Took the time out to come over here to California Fish Grill. I got to get some of that fish, man, that Cajun Swai grill fish.
That's Swai. Is that when they don't take the scales off the fish? You got to eat them as is?
Nah. It's like just like tilapia, but it's they got it based in the Cajun seasoning. It's pretty good.
Huh.
But my main objective right now is to find Miss Arkansas. I forgot where she was performing at. I need to go over there. What did she say she was performing?
It was the Golden Goose.
The Golden Goose.
Don't let me tell it wrong. It might be. We'll have to find out where she is and see if she can bless us with a little bit of something and keep us posted. You mentioned you eating some swai fish. Is that
yeah,
the catfish?
No, it's a white fish. It's the swai. It's my first time ever having it last night. I had to come back and get some more.
Now, Molly has been known to make a mean mango chicken wing, and I wonder if they can make some mango swai out there. Molly, what you think about that? You can turn that swai into something smooth.
Yeah. You can just put a little bit on top and then eat it up, because, you know, I'm from the Boot, representing the Boot, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know, I think it's the pronunciation is sway. It's
sway.
Like a sway, sway fish. And they put it like an alternative to catfish. Yeah, so I know that it's pretty good. Yeah, it's cooked right, you know what I'm saying? So I guess they must be cooking it right. They got that Cajun seasoning on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got the Cajun seasoning on it. Then they got that garlic butter on the side with the little garlic toast, brown rice. I'm sending Andy a picture of it right now.
They put that butter on there.
Okay.
And they put that lemon on there. They put that. Listen, folks, we're down there in Houston, Texas, and they say that Houston by far is the fattest city in the United States. I understand why. The food is out of control. We went to a restaurant there in Sugar Land, Texas, where I had buffalo shrimp. When I tell you, it's going to be really, really hard for me to go back and eat anything else. This occasion, the scampi, yeah, that's cool. Buffalo shrimp, baby, right here is where it is. Not buffalo chicken. Buffalo shrimp.
It went down in.
Say it again.
I said it went down. That buffalo shrimp went down.
It went all the way down like bad stock.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember if I had anything that tasted as good. Now, help me understand something, Molly. Can you make buffalo shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
She says she can put down on the buffalo shrimp and make it happen, folks. I'm loving to hear that. I want to see it. Next time we come down to the H, we're gonna have to go on and touch that buffalo shrimp. Kansas City, Missouri, get ready. Coming this weekend, the online happy hour is coming to your town, the show me state that is, and act bad, act a fool, and keep it real up there in Kansas City, Missouri. So we're going to bring you some pictures. We're going to let you know what's happening. We're going to bring the Fantastic Reed, second place women who come in first, up to Kansas City, Missouri. So you'll have an idea of what's going on here in the D before we get ready for the upcoming stage play. Keep it real, folks. Keep it 100. Now, Sebo, are you Megan some leeway out there with the clothing line? Is that something you're gonna do and come back with something new to Texas and bring them in a different flavor?
Just give me two extra.
Seeing they're ordering some fish.
Yep, yeah, the cage and
Guayana.
Y'all hear this, folks? I'm getting text messages right now that says he's not even. What is this? What does your text message say to me?
Brandon.
Let's see what he ordered right now. Hold the phone line, folks. Let's see what Steve-O's about to order. Because we might have to get that delivered out here to the D.
Hello?
What's up, man? What you ordering?
I got the, ma'am. Can you do me a favor? Can you tell him what I just ordered?
Hello? Hello?
Right on.
You there?
We here, man.
Hello?
How you doing, sweetheart? Who is this we're speaking
Fine.
To?
Lorena.
Marina?
Yes.
Marina, how you doing? This is Andy Brown with the Online Happy Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. My man just ordered something from your menu. What exactly did he get?
He ordered the slice, Cajun with brown rice, two sides of garlic butter, a green salad with ranch.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, how much is that?
That's
$11.14. Now,
uh-huh.
Does that come with a special sauce?
With the Cajun sauce on the top.
The Cajun sauce on the side.
It's a
now,
little
can
bit
we get
spicy.
That delivered? Can we
Pardon
get
me?
That delivered? Can we get that delivered?
Can you get that one what?
Deliver. Can you deliver that?
No, we don't do delivery.
You don't do delivery?
No.
So if I place an order to go, we can get that done?
Yeah, you can order through the phone, and then you can come and pick it up, like, in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have somebody come out there and get this food. Tell me, is there a special of the day?
The special of the day is tilapia.
Tilapia?
Mm-hmm.
That was that fried? Is that grilled? How do you prepare that tilapia?
It's grilled. It could be spicy or garlic butter. It comes with
okay.
fries or rice. Coastline.
This is what I want to do. I want to make sure that the people who are listening right now get a taste of this. Let me order two of those.
Two of those.
Now, what kind of sides does that come with?
You want the tilapia or the slice?
I want the tilapia.
Give me a second.
Go ahead.
Hey, man, you better go order something.
We were going to have it.
What you was getting ready to order?
I was about to order the tilapia. Everybody listening on the live tonight. And for those in California, if they go ahead and pick it up, we're going to send a credit card and pay for it.
Oh. So you better get me in trouble around here, man.
Nah, you paid it good. You paid for yours. You paid $11.74. This was going to be roughly about maybe $150, $200. That's how we do. We turned out with the real 100. We are the dawn of the new era here on Internet Radio. We can do what we want to do, say what we want to say, and have as much fun as possible. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Y'all better do some of this to move forward. So let me ask you this, people, now that I got you back on the line, man. What is it that has you out there? Are you bringing an L.A. flavor back down the center?
Who's that? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on vacation. I see some flavor I want to bring back, though.
Oh, really? Your size 8 has the hairspray?
Size 6.
Size 6 that you can pay plenty of. Molly.
Yeah,
please. Please understand that what we're doing right now, we're keeping it 100. You know how we do. So you can follow us and check us out from Grambling State University. This is what we do, man. We keep it 100. We keep it real. We just trip out. Whether we're in a restaurant, whether we're in your phone, whether it's you're calling from Walmart, aisle 6, whether you're calling from the gas station at pump number 4, whether you're helping your baby do their addition or subtraction with their math, it's all the way new, it's all the way live. That's how we do right here. And we're transitioning that over into the online happy hour with CFWI Radio coming up. Man, y'all better get with it. It's about to go down all the way like that. Wow, I need a little bit of information because what these folks don't understand is we had models lined up, we had motorcycles in place, we had chicken wings ready, and it was just a great thing at the studio, man. Now tell me this, Molly. What was it like with the makeup team going and getting it done and getting all the ladies nice and pretty for the photo shoot? Is she there? I know we didn't lose Molly. Molly. I'm not quite sure what's going on, man. Sometimes your phone lines aren't squared away. Sometimes we just get a bad connection, but that's all right. We're going to keep the party going. 646.
I'm here. It's Andy.
Say it again.
Andy, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, tell us about the photo shoot we did. How the models were looking, how they were getting the makeup taken care of, and getting those ladies in order. Give the folks a little bit of idea what they were missing out on.
Oh yeah, it was missing out, man. You know, I had to give a shout out to Patricia. You know, Patricia grabbed me up. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I'm the certified Hollywood model, plus size model. You know what I'm saying? Plus size. You know, you don't see too many plus size girls out there rocking it like me, you know what I'm saying? Gotta rock,
right,
gotta get a shot, like, yeah, gotta get a shot out to Lightfoot, you know, doing his thing on the camera, and the other guys, I can't think of their names, but, yeah, we it went down in H-Town, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood Certified, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get with it, hotwithit.com, you know what I'm saying? Hotwithit.com. That's all I gotta say, you know, if you wanna be blamed up, twisted up, fall out. Shoot, that's the place to go, hotwithit.com, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a plus size model, you know, representing for my boy Hotwood, you know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, put it down for him. They can fly the t-shirts, man. You know, the photo shoot was great, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything was lovely. You know, we represented. You know, grandma represented. We just in the
right
house.
On.
We was in the house. And you know he was in the house, Andy.
Yeah.
We put it down. We did a full shot on the phone.
We had the big bikes,
you know,
up in there, folks.
Oh, yeah, the custom bikes up in there, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, my boy, shout out to Big Wes, you know what I'm saying, Big Wes? You know, another plus-size male model, you know what I'm saying? You know, Hollywood, he only messed with the best, man, Graham fam, man, the best, man.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? We're
going to
rock the shirt right.
Got to
rock them right. You feel
mm-hmm. me?
Absolutely.
But
it went down for me, you know. You just got to tell everybody to go to the website, www.hotwithit.com. Hotwithit.com. Hotwithit.com. It's going down.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about keeping it real, keeping it 100, the dawn of a new era, the Hotwood Apparel clothing line, the certified Hotwood Apparel clothing line, giving you a recap of what went down this weekend in Houston, Texas, as we talked about and tripped out in the studio, RL Studios, keeping it 100. Shout out to my man Rod Lightfoot, who was in control and managing. It was some beautiful ladies that came in, took some fantastic photos. We're going to put the link to the videos that we did that are up in YouTube on the blog page right now to let people know exactly, give you a snapshot of what we did and give you an idea of what was going on, what was taking place, so you'll have an idea of what we're talking about here. We just kept it real. I mean, you see what's on television. And too skinny. And too pale. And too whiny. But the models that were in there, the young ladies that Molly is talking to, herself included, put it down. They were just real women. They were doing their thing. They were stepping up. And it's not like, look, folks, to say that, ooh, I'm a model. I'm prestigious. No. We came in, we did what we had to do because it's all about love and it's all about showing support. These are real people wearing real clothes. Hot with a pair of folks. Now help me understand this, Molly. What does it mean?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this. We're talking about Hopwood certified apparel, certified Hopwood apparel. Now, what does it mean to be certified?
Man, to be certified, that means you, like how the guys be saying, you play a pimp. You know you on the one. You on the ones and the twos. But you know I'm on the one though. But yeah, that means you certified. That means you know you sure about who you are, so you certified within yourself, man. You certified. You know, Hop With It just was able to put that logo on there, like you certified, like you know you the man. You know you got self esteem. You know what I'm saying? It's all about bringing your self esteem up, man. That you certified, man. That means you know you can't go for no okie doke. Like you sure of oneself. I'm gonna put it like that. You sure of oneself. That means you sure of yourself. So you certified.
Right.
You know, that's my interpretation of it. You know what I'm saying? You certified because that means you sure of yourself. Because some people not sure of themselves. They walking around here, they ain't sure. They'll put anything. They'll put any T-shirt on. They'll put a Mickey Mouse shirt on or any shirt on, any logo. But, you know, but you need to know the real meaning. Why are you wearing Hotwood certified? You wearing Hotwood certified because it look good and you certified. So that means you, it's a statement piece. The T-shirts is a statement piece, man. It's a platform.
Wow.
And I love how I'm sitting here right now, lounging in my with my pajama pants on, and I got my Hotwood certified shirt on. And I guess on the other day, and everybody was asking me, you know, when I was coming to meet you in Hop, the young lady approached me in the parking garage, and she was like, "What's Hotwood certified?" I said, "It's a clothing line, T-shirt line my homeboy doing." And she's like, "I like that T-shirt." And, you know, and she was a plus-size girl because, you know, you don't see people are not hitting the market for us plus-size girls. You know what I'm saying? They forget about it. It's like how they forgetting about Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, you know, when he died, everybody, woo, wanted to cry. But, you know, they don't forget about the plus-size girls, you know. They forget about the 14 all the way up to 26. They forget about us. We want to be certified, too. We want to look good, too. And that's why I have to commend my boy for doing it because, he recognized it's some cute-ass big plus-size girls out here. You know what I'm saying? We can rock that. He's a spokesman for us because I'm in there, you know what I'm saying? So they see me wearing the plus-size Hotwood apparel. He reaching out to everybody. He not just putting his T-shirts in one category, small, medium, large, extra large. No, he bringing it broad. That's what I like about it, you know what I'm saying? I like that, Andy, because they forget about us plus-size girls.
Amen to that.
And, you know, and I'm a true plus-size girl. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on that one right now. I'm on that one and the twos, man. Just giving much love to my boy for even, you know, some people when they get ready to do designs, they don't even think about the plus size, like, you know, or the big man. You know what I'm saying? They don't think about the big and tall, you know? They just want to put that small, medium, large out. And some extra large if you can find them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, much love. Shout out to my boy Hot With It. You know what I'm saying? Much love because, you know, he hitting the whole market where people afraid to hit that market. They're afraid to hit it, but you just don't know, man. I mean, so many plus-size girls that have, you know, approached me like, "What's Hot With It certified?" even on Facebook. You certified, really? Yeah, I'm certified. I'm Hotwood certified. Go to www.hotwood.com. You can go get you one. That's what I'm talking about, man. Gotta give much love out to Hotwood for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give him his props for doing that. You know what I'm saying? He thought about us plus size girls. You know what I'm saying? He thought about us.
You know, y'all listening right now here on the Online Happy Hour. We're talking about the dawn of a new era, the very last show here on Blog Talk Radio. And Molly brings up a good point. You know, there's a lot of clothing lines. There's a lot of artists out there, you know, clothing manufacturers, if you will, designers, that only portray, you know, medium and large and very narrow and slender. It's not very often that you can get your size, regardless of where you may be, whether it's petite, all the way to the 3, 4, and 5X. But we got to think about who we are. This is just real people.
And I just want to throw this out real quick. And for you plus size girls, it's not a man's T-shirt. We Hotwood did us a plus size women's T-shirt. So your sleeves ain't all the way down to your elbow or down to damn near to your wrist. It's a real plus size T-shirt. So if you want to get a just a look at it, just go click on my picture. I'm on the website. Go click on it. It's a plus size T-shirt, Andy. Just let them know, because you know some plus size girls, we so you know it's so hard for us to find T-shirts, so we have to wear a man T-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a real, I'm just letting the girls know, it's a real plus size shirt. It's a real women's T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? It's a real women's T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you were saying, there's a lot of markets that don't hit that. They don't hit the plus size. You know, they don't hit the plus size. You know, they want to just do that small, medium, large, and some extra large. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm paying attention to that. Well, I don't know, but, I mean, you got to think about it. When we're talking about the dawn of a new era, people don't think outside the box. And shout out to my man for doing that, even thinking outside the box and having us, you know, considering us to participate with the launch and the program and the direction that he's going. Because it could have been a whole lot different. And, folks, you really have to understand, sometimes when you are in a creative mindset and your vision is there, you have to act on it. This generation that we're putting together now is based on people who are not afraid to step outside the box and be leaders and innovators in their own creative ideas and make their own way. If you're still waiting for somebody else to do something for you and be a follower, then you're, sad to say, you're just going to lose. There's so much information out there. There's so much opportunity out there that you just have to fall in line and follow suit. Well, when you do that, you tend to find yourself behind the eight ball, and you tend to find yourself behind everything else because you're not taking the steps to be a leader. You're not taking the steps to say, I want to do something different, because what you're doing is you're finding yourself in a position where you're trying to keep up instead of be a leader. This is just real talk. You're getting that right now, but because it's the dawn of a new era, you need to understand there is no time like the present than to pave your own way. Find out what you need to do. Whatever's inside of you that needs to come out, that creative thing, that little nerve that's been itching, you need to find your niche. Get to it. The power of the internet is fantastic. The power of communication and true networking can help you get in that direction. Follow us, folks. There's some great pioneers out there right now on howwasyourweekend.com. There's a media tab. There's an events tab. There's an outreach program. There's an outreach tab. There's also weekend shopping. You can do a little bit of everything right there at How Was Your Weekend, because we're creating that for you to use that device to create and market yourself and pave your own way. If you want to remain scared and you want to remain cautious and I'll just wait and see where this goes, that's not cool. This is the information age. You don't want to be left out. You don't want to be behind, because you're going to find that the information age technologically is a sound age for your income to increase. So in other words, what you're telling yourself is, I'm going to wait until they make money before I decide to invest and get mine. Really. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We got to keep it 100, folks, and keep it really what's going on. I got to get my man Tracy Green on the line. He's ready. He's on his lunch break right now. Shout out to Grammy's Own in Kansas City, Missouri. Tracy Green is on the line. What's up, Big Tracy?
What's going on, AB? How you doing, bro?
Man, fantastic. Can't wait to come see you this weekend, man. We got to have a couple, three, four drinks on me.
Yeah, okay, with a zero behind that. What's going on, Marley?
What's going on, Trace?
Not too much with your long-winded ass. It's all good, though, baby. As far as, I'm just saying, I called in 15 minutes ago. I told him I didn't have 5 minutes in hell. It took you 10 to get off. But I love you, though, baby, because you was real quiet in college. Now you out there, you doing your thing. I ain't mad at you. And as far as that Hotwood, what's up? I'm going to give you the shout out right off top, boy. I remember back in the day, me, you, and Big Chris West, we used to do some strange things. But I'm glad to see you out there doing your thing with the Hotwood Apparel, bro. Can't wait to get my shirt, pants, shoes, keychain, wallet, hat, necklace, all of it. And to bring it all to me. And I want it for free. You know, I'm a stingy nigga. You know how it go. And Marley, I'm glad you put it out there, baby, because I'm going to be honest with you, shit. You can come on through. Come with Andy Hill. I don't mind you wearing my shirt. You can wear the man's shirt. Just leave it at the door when you leave the next morning, baby. Remember that.
No. I will put it out there for the plus-size girls. So
I like the plus-size girls. Shit, I want the milk, cream, and butter. I want it all. Shit.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hotwood doing his thing, though. www.hotwood.com.
Oh, I done checked it out. Trust me, I done checked it out. That's why I'm waiting. But, Andy, let me ask you this while I got you on the phone, man. Now, you're going over to DF Dub, right?
Right.
Okay, now, the choice of words that we choose to use on Blog Talk, will they be welcomed over there as well?
That's a good question to ask, and I just have one word for that. Absolutely.
Like you said, the dawn of a new era is coming, brother.
It's coming. It's inevitable, man. And we told him, listen, are you sure y'all can handle reality? Because I think they have a few things over there, and that's cool. I don't know. I don't hate. I don't know what's over there already set in place. But we come with the online happy hour, folks. This is the place where we keep it completely 100. We leave nothing out. And for those who are listening right now for the very first time, trust and believe. When we migrate the party to DFWI Radio, oh, Dallas, be prepared, as the song was sung with the Lion King, because Scar was my boy. Y'all better be prepared. This is about to go down all the way like Bad Stock. Tracy.
You.
What can I expect when I come in town? Now, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to be honest with you, man. When I come in, because I'm coming out 35, I'm taking a long way. I'm going to get there fairly early. I'm going to go see my parents, but roughly about 11:06 a.m., I got to go to gate on State Line.
You got to go to who?
I got to go to gates on State Line.
For what?
To get a beef in half.
You know what y'all gonna learn about them gates, man, but that's good. That's good. I ain't mad at you. Say you're coming up 35. When you coming, Friday or Saturday?
I'm coming up Friday.
Well, you know, I'm right off 35 in Lamar.
Okay. Well, you're gonna be my second stop.
Where your folks say, man?
They're on the Missouri side.
Okay, yeah, I kinda figured that. Where in Missouri, bro?
Oh, Kansas City, man. They in the good side of town, man, over off of...
Bro, I ain't going to go by and rob your people, man. Where they stay at? Damn.
I'm trying to think of the street. I just can't think of the street.
You can't remember the street you grew up on, nigga? What the fuck? Well, really?
Oh, no, they moved, man. They moved. It's my father lived in the city.
Dang, you got some people after you or something, bro. You can't give out their address.
I think it's on 75th and Truth, but I could be wrong.
75th and Truth? Oh, well, you good, dog. All you got to do is take 75th all the way over to Metcalf and take Metcalf down to 56. I'm right there. Mission. You know how it goes.
I know how to get to Mission. So we're going to rock and roll with that. Like I said, man, we're going to have to throw back a few and give
you talking about 11 o'clock.
You sound straight.
Like
you want the block.
Say what?
I want some barbecue sauce.
You want some barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, is that whipped or creamed? Which one you want?
Shit, you can fill a variety pack, boo.
All right, Molly, don't have me at your front door.
You can fill a variety.
No doubt.
We'll get some original classic, some sweet and mild, some hot and spicy, and some of that, whatever that is. That it's not Brian. Man, what's my man down there off of Blue Ridge?
Shoot, Lord. Hey, what are you talking about, Haywoods? Shit.
Hell,
you know what, man? Fuck Gates. I'm going to take you to Smoking Joe, Oklahoma Joe's, man. You know what? Let that Gates shit go. Let it go. You know, they got them wild woody reels, man. Big as fuck till you cook them, they suck up the bone and gristle. That's it.
At LC's?
No, at Gates. I'm saying you need to try Oklahoma Joe's, man. For real. That's just real talk. Now, that's 100 if nothing else. You know, get up off that Gates, man. You're gonna pay $25 for what? A half pound of meat on a slab? You can go to Oklahoma Joe's, pay 20, and get probably 4-5 pounds of meat on a slab. Come on, man. All
right.
Yeah. But no, look. Here's what I'm gonna do. Friday night. I don't know what you got planned, but Friday night I'm gonna get my homies together, my homegirls, and we're gonna do something for you.
There it is.
That's ground family right there. And that's ground family.
Say what, Molly?
That's ground family, baby. That's love right there, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope you got a designated driver, because, well, we both going to need one, but I'm just saying.
That's what's up. Real talk, Kansas City. Y'all better get ready. We coming.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better get ready. We coming 646-727-3279. I got my man Gav, Frat Brother Phi Beta Sigma. Gavin is calling in from the Chi-Town, Chicago's on. What up, Gav? Talk to me tonight.
What's up, Andy? Mama, freaking bomb!
What's happening, Gavin? What's going on, man?
Man, nothing, man. Hey, I just saw your. I saw this is your last show. What are you doing? Why are you? Why
well,
this
right
last?
Now, that's a good question, man. This is gonna be the last show here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're moving things over to DFWI Radio, man. It's the dawn of a new era. We're doing big things, man. We kind of graduated from high school, and now we're about to go on to college. You know what I'm saying?
I'm there. Hey. I'm coming off of active duty for 2 years, so I can. So I can go become a nurse practitioner. So
okay.
I'll be an avid listener. Yeah,
oh, that's kind
of yeah. So I'll be there listening, man.
Chi-Town, stand up. Y'all
yeah.
better get ready, man.
I heard Tracy Green on the call.
Absolutely.
All right, you got celebrities, dog. You got celebrities. yeah. Man, I'm glad I was able to call in. I looked down, I saw that you're gonna be on, and I was like, I can't let you go out on your last show and not say anything, you know. So I'm glad your work is gonna keep going, and I'll be calling in. I'm gonna call in on your first broadcast. I'm gonna say
something. What's up, man?
So,
appreciate the love, man. And for those that don't know, man, we hitting them next Tuesday. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time at dfwiradio.com, where the topic is going to be education in America, the teacher's perspective. Now, I've got elementary school teachers, I've got middle school teachers, I've got superintendents, and I have college professors who are going to come on here and talk about what's going on with our classrooms and these children, their pay, what's good with it, what's bad with it, and break down the nitty and the gritty. So y'all better be ready next week as they go off, because you know they're out of school now.
You're not going to have enough time. I can tell you that, man. I can tell you right now, I live in Chicago, and my kids are going to public school. How about that? No, even I'll tell you this. Just to put my son tested, got into a magnet school, and we were all set to send him. They told us, well, he's got to go to a 2-week summer program. I was like, okay. And it only runs from 9 to 12. Well, it's not going to happen. We work. We work. We work. So that's not going to happen. So he's going to where I went. I think that, you know, I came out pretty smart, you know, within reason. So we'll be good to go, too. It'd be good to go to. But that's why I called in. I wanted to wish you best wishes on your move to the what's it called? DFWI?
DFWIRadio.com. It's still the online happy hour. The phone number, the call-in number is going to change. We're going to give you a new call-in number. But trust and believe, man, when you call in from the shy and let them know how we get down over here, they're not going to be able to handle it.
No, I don't think they can. Hey, I'm going to see everybody for homecoming, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Right? You want to see Tracy Green for homecoming, too, right? Right?
Tracy going to be giving virtual text message autographs to all that come up and make it on time. If you get in the party on Friday night and you're not complaining about being outside, then we may just go ahead and sell some of them autographs via text message for $14.95 to make some money.
All right, then. Well, good night to all y'all. Have a safe travels and whatever you do. I got it, bro.
What's up?
All right.
Set the call in, Gav.
All right, thanks, Andy. Go mob.
Mob to you. Go mob to you. Folks, look, man, all over the country, in L.A., Dallas, Texas, Kansas City, the Chi. What? Really? The phone lines are sick right now. I'm loving it. The last show before we call it a career right here on Blog Talk Radio / how was your weekend. Be sure to spell was with a Z because that's what we do. But keep in mind that we're not only coming with the show, but we're coming with the upcoming stage play. Second place women who come in first. Now, you've heard Graham Fam on the phone. Molly's doing her thing. Big Tracy's doing his thing. Gavin's called in. But I got to give a shout out to Salima Jones for directing and writing this play that we're putting together and going to bring you here to Dallas-Fort Worth area. Man, these rehearsals be off the chain. This play is going to be sick. If y'all in Dallas or you need a reason to come to Dallas, go to andybrownspeaks.com and purchase your tickets now because it's going to get crazy. Go to howwasyourweekend.com and the weekend shopping and purchase those tickets now because it's going to get crazy. It's about to get real. Y'all about to see a breakdown of how grounded folks put it on the map and give y'all a real story that's funny, that's crazy. You're going to be, you know how people used to feel about Danny Glover when he was playing Mr. in The Color Purple?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to go see a Lethal Weapon movie for about 4 or 5 years because he was mad at Danny Glover for the way he did see him?
Mm-hmm.
There's some stage actors that's got that kind of potential in this particular play. That when they come off the stage, you ain't going to want to shake their hand because they ripped it up like that. I'm giving y'all the 411, the inside scoop. They got some powerful thespians, not lesbians, but thespians in this play that's going to take it to a whole nother level. Hopefully we can get down to the H in Houston. Hopefully we can bring it to Kansas City and maybe even Chicago. What? Graham Fam, stand up on this one, man. This is how we do it. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Spell was with the Z. This is the dawn of a new era. Molly.
Yeah.
Tell me this, man. I don't know if you know, but I'm assuming that you do. Now, when folks from Grambling get together, wherever we at, it's automatically going to be one hot party. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Number love, dog. Number love. You know, you just experience that come next time.
Right. My whole point exactly. We just talked about what me and Tracy going to do. I ain't going to record none of this. Because I don't want y'all judging us. That's all I'm going to say. But when we put this video together and we went down to
why you not going to record it, Andy?
Huh?
Why you not gonna record it?
You think we need to record this, Tracy?
Yeah.
If the folks want us to record this, man, go ahead and give us a shout out in the chat room and let us know if we need to record what goes on in Kansas City between Andy Brown and Tracy Green. Mm-hmm. The whole weekend.
I have to meet y'all up there, goddamn.
Ooh. Now, you know, here's the thing about it, because he lives there now, and that's the place where I grew up. So everything he know about, I already know about, and we're going to have to just name just look. Hear me when I say, as long as Yahoo and MSN and TMZ are not in the Metroplex, we're going to be all right. That's all I'm going to say. Houston, Texas, we was out there in the good, clean parts of Houston, Texas, man. What they call it? Sweet property. Sugar Land,
right there at Town Center.
And had a great time, man. Met some cool people, hung out, and had that good buffalo shrimp. Now, I tell you folks, I'm on to the buffalo shrimp. So if there are any places, any restaurants here that y'all know in the DFW that have buffalo shrimp, get at me. That is my new thing from here on out. I love me some buffalo shrimp.
But you didn't give me no shout-out for my wings, Andy. I didn't get no shout-out for my wings, my mango wings.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I wasn't expecting this. And the name of it just kind of turned me a whole different direction. Molly had been telling me for the past, about a month now, that she put it down with these mango chicken wings. And I'm like, mango, chicken wings, oranges, chicken, that's borderline Chinese food. I don't know if I'm ready for that because I don't really eat, for anybody that knows me, I don't really eat that much Chinese food because I used to have a dog. And I don't really particularly care about Chinese food all the way like that because if it says chicken, then I believe it should be chicken. However, Molly came in and she tells me that, you know what, well, I got these mango wings. AB, you're going to love them. They're going to be what it is. You got to taste them. Okay. Now, I'm going to be a little honest. I was skeptical. But she came through. And now, I almost missed them wings, Molly.
Oh, yeah. Tell them how it went down. It went down, bought the tray in, Tracy. You know what I'm saying? It was already smelling good. So somebody, I don't know who took the foil off the top. Once they took the foil off the top, they started migrating like ants.
Listen.
And they was eating the gristle and all.
I had a few
carrots and celery and a little Maria's buttermilk ranch. They even ate all the carrots and the ranch with it.
Somebody caught wind that there was going to be some chicken wings. Now, you know, if any of you folks, I got to know, black folks and chicken wings go together like cereal and milk. So what had happened was, and I'm going to keep it honest with you, we're in the studio, we're doing our thing, and folks are understanding, you know, when it's time to get certified, it's time to get ready. It's time to bring the good folks out. You can't come in here half-stepping. So it's already 100 and who knows what the hell outside in Houston, Texas. We get there, there's lots of people there, and I do mean lots of people there. You would think it's about to be a baptism because there's so many people up in here. They're doing things, they're moving cameras, they're sliding cameras, they're moving light bulbs and getting things in order. And I look around, and Molly comes in with one hand and sits some chicken wings down on the back table. Now, I'm looking around, and I'm kind of doing the mathematics on this, and I'm thinking to myself, she's got some wings. It's one dish. How many wings did you make, Molly?
100 wings.
There were 48 people in the building, and there was 100 wings. I said to myself, self, unless somebody is familiar or they cool in here, I don't know if I'm going to get me a chance to get some wings. Shout out to my grandfam, Miss Deidre, and Big West. For sitting your boys' wings to the side, so we had a chance to get some of them powerful mango wings. because it was looking like we wasn't going to have it. Because we was over there talking, me and, what's Miss Jackie with the cowboy hat?
Oh, I don't know the name. I know you're talking about.
Because we had to steal over there in that clothes. They made us. We was like JCPenney clothes. If anybody remembers the JCPenney catalogs, it was over there sitting tight. And me and Jackie were over there in the corner. We were talking. I was intrigued by the cowboy hat, kind of wanted one myself. I'm in Texas, and I don't have a cowboy hat. There's something wrong with that. I've already ridden a horse, so it just makes sense for me to have a cowboy hat now. So we're sitting over here. We're discussing her cowboy hat. And we look over, and we see Molly bring in these chicken wings with one hand. So it lets us know, one hand, 100 wings, 48 people, somebody's going to be hungry. So, we're sitting in here, folks. This is a true story. We're sitting in here, and to eliminate the need for so many people, somebody said, we don't have any plates or any napkins. So what that means is, now what that means on the surface is, somebody be cool and go get us some plates and some napkins, could you be so cordial as to do so. But under the table, what that really means is, hey, we got to get rid of a few people so we'll have more chicken wings up in here, because we got 48 people up in here getting chicken wings. It's only going to be 1.5 chicken wings, and you can't finish all of the wings. You're going to have to share some with somebody else that you know. And if you don't know nobody else in the room, you're going to get one chicken wing. That's not fair, because I heard Molly's wings are really good. So what tends to happen is I volunteer. I'm going to step out this room. You know, me and Darryl are going to step out. We're going to ride down. We're going to go pick up. Now, you said Molly was gone for an hour.
Yeah.
I think we were gone for about maybe 20, 30 minutes. Not a full hour. Because when we came back, they were still getting their makeup done. But at the same time, we leave, and I swing over. I'll be honest with you. I swing over, and I grab me a couple sandwiches, a couple quick little dollar burgers. Didn't want to. But I knew in my heart and my mind it was going to be tight on me getting some of them mango chicken wings. So we come back, and what I see, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening on the phone right now, what I see is oil and ranch, 2 carrots, and a half brown celery stick. You know the one that didn't nobody want? This is what I see left. Everybody had ran through the chicken wings and didn't want to wait on the plate. So I almost missed a chance to get some of Molly's chicken wings. That's why I say shout out to my grandfamilies. We take care of each other. Deidre and Big West had put me 4 wings over in the corner. They had saved their own fingers and moved me some chicken wings so I could taste the essence of my, and I got to give it to her. Her chicken wings were great. You did your thing, girl.
That was really great. It was delicious.
It ain't done for no shrimp. But you did them wings, girl. That was all right. Hopefully I get a chance to get some and I get like a for real plate this time, because there won't be so many people who might need me to go get some plates for them, and they just use their natural finger napkins to go ahead and do what they got to do. Keep it at 100. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Folks, I got to give it over. But just a quick moment, because we're talking about real talk. We're talking about the dawn of a new era. And when we talk about the dawn of a new era, we must talk about in consideration the transition and going from and going to. So before, without further ado, it's time to give a quick life moment to Pastor Malcolm Finkley of Life Church Texas here in Grand Prairie, Texas. Pastor Malcolm, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good. That's good. As always, I'm excited to be here and to be a part of your show and the great things that you're doing to impact the community and how you keep it real. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited about what's going on in your life, what's going on in the listeners' life. But today's life moment, as I talk about the dawn of a new day from a biblical perspective. You've heard the verse quoted many times, Andy, Jeremiah 29:11. that states, for I know the plans I have for you. I want to stop right there at that part because I want our audience to know three things. God has a purpose, he has a plan, and he has a project in this new day. The issue is most people never discover what their new day is.
Wow.
They never, or even more than discover, they never desire it. I used to coach youth sports, and I remember talking with a young man who was helping me coach the team. He was about 28 years old, and he never left the city limits. He was 28 years old and had never been outside of the city. What a sad tragedy for someone with so much talent, impact, influence to never spread his wings, to never be exposed. And here's what he said to me. He says, I didn't want to go. I was fine. I'm cool. And I'm not saying that in order to be successful, you must travel all over the world. No. What I'm saying is you have to have a desire for your new day. Before you can even discover it, you got to want to do it. And God has commanded and God has placed in each and every one of us a God-given desire for greatness. And anything less is not living up to your heritage. You are designed to be a king and a queen. That's how God designed you. And so God has a plan for every one of our lives. He has a purpose for every one of our lives, but he has a project. Now, here's the issue. Most people get discouraged when the dream doesn't come in the timetable that we want it to happen. And so what they do is they abandon the dream because the dream did not occur according to their time. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the two types of time, Chronos, which we give the word chronology, and
right.
Kairos, which we give a God-given moment of time. And I want to help somebody with this. Just because your Chronos moment hasn't happened doesn't mean that your Kairos moment is not on the way.
Wow.
Okay, let me say it another way. Just because you hadn't hit it big today doesn't mean you're not going to hit it big.
Hmm. That's real talk.
The key to riding a bicycle is the first falling off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't appreciate the value of pedaling, of keeping your balance, until you've lost it. And so what God is saying to a lot of us in our destiny in this dawning of a new day, and it is to make sure that we discover what he wants for us to do, but it comes with a desire. You got to want to do better. I used to hear parents say that all the time. My mama said that. You got to first of all want to do better. And I think a lot of us are stuck where we just don't want to. Our will is gone. Our get up and gone has got up and left. And so God is calling us, according to that verse, to make sure that we pursue our God-given dreams. He says, I got a plan for you. You know the rest of the verse. It's a plan the future has hope and it has wealth and it has prosperity in it. But it only comes when you get up, when you have that desire, when you discover what God wants you to do. And then you have to, thirdly, not only have a desire, not only discover what he wants you to do, but you have to be determined. You're going to fall sometimes. You're going to jack some stuff up. You're going to mess some stuff up in your life. But you're going to realize, man, hey, we talked about this all the time. Me and you talked about it. We even talked about it earlier today, how there's been moments when other people in our lives has encouraged us to, hey, go further. Moments when we were done, when we were ready to throw in the towel, God sent an encourager by to say, go forward. So if you want to face your new day, I want to encourage you that God has a plan, he has a purpose, and he has a project for your life. And pursue that with every ounce of your being, and realize that your best days are ahead of you, not behind you.
Wow.
The future is promising.
I need y'all to understand what just happened here, folks. And shout out to Pastor Malcolm Finkley, because he came with it. That's just keeping it real. His show was coming up in September. But we need to let y'all know right now what you just heard was volume. Volume. Let that get into your spirit and not be afraid of stepping out and doing something different. If he knows the plans that he has for you, then why are you holding up your own plan?
Right.
What is it that you're truly afraid? Are you, you're either one of two things. You're either afraid to move forward and you're afraid to be left out, or you're afraid that it's going to hurt. Either way, there's risk. But with that risk comes faith, and you have to understand that if you move forward and you do something positive, here, and this is what I want to bring to so many people out there. Based on what Pastor Malcolm just said, there are people who get up and they go to work 9 to 5 and they do their regular daytime job. But never do you hear anybody say, I don't want to go to work today. It's too many people having accidents on the freeway. Somebody might hit my car. And I don't want to go to work because there may be a chance that I get hit and I can't work no more, my car is messed up. Who says that?
Nobody, Andy, nobody.
You just move forward. You know I'm either running late or I'm right on time and I got to do what I got to do to get there. Because when I get there, I won't have to worry about this problem. Now, you may run into some traffic in between, and there may be some stalls on your way there. But what do? You just move around. You get there. You might be frustrated. But you do what you got to do to get there and get in position to start your day. For somebody else. Not yourself, but for somebody else.
Come on, people. And if I may, you bring up a good point, because what cripples our destiny is fear. Fear cancels out faith. They cannot coexist unless it's a healthy, reverent fear towards God. And so you're right. Satan's greatest thing is to get you to fear you can't get that new job, to fear you can't start that business from scratch, to fear you can't pursue a better house or a better life for your family. If he has you fearful, then it minimizes and serves as a spiritual kryptonite to your faith.
Yeah.
That, I'm not telling you what I heard, audience. I'm telling you what I know. To step out the box and to plant a life-giving church, a multi-ethnic church that will focus on more being the church than coming to the church, requires stepping out of the box and operating based on faith.
Woo! Woo!
Because it goes against the grain.
Right.
It's not the choir robes. I don't have the choir robes. I don't have the nice ecclesiastical building with the pipe organs and the stained glass and the comforting pews. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
I pray that I come from well-meaning churches who God has blessed them, and one day he's going to bless us. But my faith comes for the fact that I know that God is with me. He doesn't have to be with me inside of a building. He can be with me inside of Walmart.
Right.
Man,
right.
That's why I commend you what you're doing, because it's a testimony, especially as a man, to say I'm not going to let fear paralyze. You may have a record. Don't let that fear of not getting a job paralyze you from filling out an application.
Mm-hmm.
Making yourself better, starting your own business.
He's keeping the 100
Hey, you'll hear more about this in September when we launch the radio. Thank you, man. You've been an inspiration to me. I love you. Love all you do. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Nodman. It's right back to you, man. This is what it's all about, folks. What we talked about with the Hopwood Apparel, stepping outside the box and having faith. What we talked about with everybody else, man, who have been associated with this show, stepping out and having faith. Trial and error. But you know what? You have to continue to believe. There are people out there that are in position to help you go to a higher level, but you operate in fear. This is the dawn of a new era where you have to remove that fear. People have said this all up and down. Well, 2012 is my year. It's going to be the year. But you have to get in position to do that. This is an election year. President Obama is running for re-election. Mitt Romney is trying to take him out and take over. This is going to be a new era. However you may look at it, it's going to affect your income. We're not children anymore. The days of watching Reagan and watching Clinton, that's cool. The days of watching Bush, that's cool. But now this affects you. And your decisions can dictate either break or increase the future for your family, your children, and especially your finances. If you know jobs are laying off, why do you continue to put out a resume to look for another job? Do you? You say it to your girlfriends, do you, boo-boo? But you won't do it for yourself, really? Come on. There's so much power in who you are, but you won't let that power be recognized because you're afraid that you're going to fail. So what? It's a part of the process. You won't get on the bike because you're afraid to fall off. That's not it. It's going to happen. So what do? You minimize your risk, and you put yourself around people who have already done it. But because I promise you, when they say it's lonely at the top, that's because they're not sharing. Real people who see you doing good things, who want to help you, will put you in position. That's called growth, because they can't move forward until you get yours. That's what it is, folks. Take this. Understand. HowWasYourWeekend.com is set up for you. Prove it to yourself. The worst that can happen is you try. Not that you fail, but you try. And you must put that in your mindset. Stop saying the word fail. Stop looking at it as a failure. You try. You give effort and you learn. This is what I don't do. This is what I do. This is how we move forward. It's the dawn of a new era. We've been here on Blog Talk. Shout out to my man, Ricky Williams, Frat Brother, Phi Beta Sigma, for encouraging me to step up and step out. My man, Lake Reese, for just being there just to kind of help out on the ones and twos and help this thing orchestrate. And they may not be here right now, but they saw something, and they moved forward. Shout out to Jackie O'Neill Brown for sticking around. She put her expertise in for the time she was here, and now it's time to move on. Especially shout out to my man Hotwood, because he sees it, it clicks. This makes sense. For anybody that's been affiliated with what we're doing, investing, giving time, Skip Knight, Armani Valentino, Big Ray, Keisha Hampton, nameless people, man. My man Jermaine Trotter, Grand Fam all the way, baby. This is what we do, because we can touch each other and say, this is what it is. I'm not afraid to move right now. I see this happening, and this is what it takes for us to go to the next level. The people that are there right now, they weren't always there. The Tom Joyners, the Steve Harveys, the Tyler Perrys, they weren't always there. They didn't always have it, but with the way that the technology is right now, you can get yours too. It's not just about AB trying to do too much. No, baby. No, baby. He just said, I'm good. I'm going to try this. Because I understand it's more. There's more. Listen, to today while I was on the book. Two people that I know passed away, my age. Again, two more people lost their lives. Somebody I was in cahoots with in high school. He was on the same football team at the University of Missouri. We played against each other in high school. Crosstown Rivals was gone, died of pneumonia, from my understanding. A beautiful young lady who I knew and loved music. Don't know her cause of death, but she's gone now. We don't know the time nor the hour, folks. So if you want to continue to follow, it's going to hurt. Step up and step out and be a leader. The greatest fear that you should have is being afraid of what you're going to do with your success. And that should be the motivator. Think about all those people who have children. If you're the only one, if you're not the only one in the household, consider them. How much easier you can make it on your family and your lifestyle. How much better things would be if you didn't have to struggle as much. If you could get the Frosted Flakes instead of the fruits, the crispy flakes. Get the box and not the bag and the cereal. Go back to name brand stuff. That's what this is all about, folks. We're keeping the real, we're keeping the 100. Shout out to my girl Salima Jones and Karima Moore and the entire cast who come here and represent and put it down for the upcoming stage play, second place women who come in first. We're doing it. It's not just Tyler Perry. Because other people have visions too. It's not just Oprah Winfrey. It's not just John Singleton. It's not just Russell Simmons. There are people out there that have dreams and they live and they step out in it in faith because you know what? I can do that. There's so much technology out there that you can be amazed at what you can learn if you put your hands to it. Never in my wildest dreams would I ever think I'd be modeling a clothing line, an author of a book. But there are people, and I thank them so much because they congratulate, hey man, AB, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate that. You've inspired me to do something different. And we love it, man. September 22nd at the African American Museum in Fair Park. Before the State Fair opens up, we got you for two shows, folks. 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock for the upcoming stage play. How was your weekend? I'm not how was your weekend, but second place women who come in first. The book can be sold, can be purchased at the African American Museum in Dallas, Texas, the Doc Bookstore, and coming soon to the Pan-African Connection in Dallas, Texas. Growth. Check it out. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can check out and get you the ebook version. You need to get you some Hopwood Apparel, hopwoodapparel.com. Make this happen. Grandfam.com. Step up. Show out. We're going to do this. We're wrapping up the show for the very last time, and I want to thank the folks in the chat room. Thank the folks who chimed in and gave their best. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, tell everybody we are moving to DFWI Radio. Just tell 5 more people as we talk about education in America, the teacher's perspective, folks. Next week, DFWIRadio.com. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. This has been wonderful. Thank you, Blog Talk. It's been a blessing. But we got to move on. God first. Good night, fam. Go mob to my frat. And we gone. Let's get it, baby. This is how we do it. How was your weekend? My girl, Shafi, Shawishi, Nicole Trim. I love you, baby. We're going to keep the party going.